quite the crowd.
How's it going? We got quite a crowd here.
So you're obviously huge, and does you feel like your height as a tackle? It's sometimes teams like height and they like length, but do you feel like sometimes it's a disadvantage? You have to work harder almost because of the leverage now?
Yeah, I think, you know, as a big guy, you have to always work getting low. You have to overemphasize getting low because people aren't going to be the same height as you. And this game is a game of leverage. But also I think it's an advantage, too, because when you get low and then you can drive your hips and extend, you end up gaining more power, and that comes with it.
Playing with Josh Rosen, a lot of people have said, and you probably get this question a ton on the app, but a lot of people have said that his teammates aren't really a fan of him for whatever reason. That's been the rumor out there.
Yeah.
A lot of teammates have dispelled that. What's your thoughts on that?
No, I disagree. Josh, he came in, you know, number one high school guy, a little cocky. Of course, you hear off campus stuff about him, but you know, as the years went on, he really matured. You know, he's really well rounded. Doesn't try to be that more than what he has to be. Tries to, you know, have a good mindset. Really good leader. I have really nothing negative to say about him. Yeah, I would say so. He always did his work on the field and always off the field. He probably worked one of the hardest off the field. Really smart guy, really well respected.
For you in your game, who do you feel like was the best pass rusher or player maybe that you faced in general? If you had to either block or handle a lot in the game, that you faced maybe as a player or as a passion?
I would have to say Tack McKinley. Not you know, tooting UCLA's horn or anything, but you know, he was quick off the ball and he could bring power, so I'd have to say Tack. Josh in the huddle? Well, we don't huddle as a whole lot, but you know, we get the play call, we get rolling. If it's like a timeout or a commercial break, he'll, you know, get going. Let's go, guys. But yeah. Yeah, I've been, I think I've heard that before. Yeah, I could see that. Taller guys. Yeah, I easily make that comparison. I wouldn't disagree. Right. Yeah, we've met on our you know, our official formal interview. We've talked along with other teams. I'm talking to like 21 other teams, and I'm talking to, you know, informally with other teams. So there's a lot of, it seems there's a lot of interest from everywhere. So I have talked to the Giants, and I met, I think, Jets informally. I have talked to Jets informally too. Yeah. I believe so. I might. That actually might be tonight. yeah. I'm taking it. Yeah. I think so. There's been like negative stigmas about him, but you know, coming from as a player, I think he's a great leader. He does everything right. Again, well-rounded. Nothing negative to say about him. Yeah.
Why should you pick him versus some of the other guys? I mean, obviously, he's your guy. Why would you pick him?
We had a pretty productive offense, I'd say, this year. I'd want to pick him if I was a team choosing. You know, what does he do wrong is the question, right? Of course, I don't watch him as much as other people. I just try to protect him. But, yeah. No, I mean, Our offense was pretty tight click at, team wise. I don't have that idea at all. I would say fairly well. Coach Fraley was here this past year, 11 years in the NFL as a center, bring a lot of knowledge into the O-line room, from front to, stunts. I think I feel pretty well prepared. I'm sorry? That means run pass options. You're not as aggressive, I guess, and you just have to be more disciplined. I guess discipline comes into play. So,
yeah. Playing left and right tackle, people act like it's interchangeable sometimes. But talking offensive linemen, they say that it's not a lot of time. What's the big difference when you're switching sides?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you're practicing one position and you're training your muscle groups to do one specific action, and then all of a sudden, hey, do it on the other side, and it's just really not the same. It's something that you have to, you do over and over again in practice, and it has to be developed, so it's really hard to switch from one side to the other.
Do you feel like that's something you can offer
them? I would say I'm more productive now at left tackle just because I've taken all the reps this year, but my redshirt freshman year, I was interchanged right to left. 2016 season, I started at right, so... But, yeah, I feel more comfortable at left right now. there's a lot. I would say how to deal, teammates. I would say a mindset, 1% better every day. Being accountable, always being on time. I think UCLA prepared me pretty well for that. I was always accountable, always on time, and I think I was a good player because of that. Yeah. I'm sorry? It's not up to me, and I don't evaluate every snap like these coaches are. But I have nothing negative to say about Josh. I think he's a great, well-rounded guy, very talented. I can't say anything negative about him. I have. That was the first night. It went well. It talked about plays. No one to know background. That's what. Just trying to these formal interviews. We're just trying. They're trying to get a feel for each other. Trying to get. I would say it went positive. Yeah. I believe it was the second night we met. And again, we went over. Plays. I think I've proven that teams already know that I'm good off the field. I'm not a problem type guy. So we just went over plays and got to know each other. No, I haven't. Yeah, it's feeling a little good, man. Get a little recognition, man. Hoping to get more recognition too Friday. I'm really trying to prove myself. Just trying to make more of a name for myself. Possibly. We'll see. You'll see the numbers I put up on Friday, and we can see from that.
Who's the toughest guy you went up against?
In terms of talent, I would have to say Vita Vey, even though I didn't play that many snaps against him. I trained with him at Exos, and him at 350, how athletic he is, I think that's something special. He was just he's a powerful guy that's quick and smart. Yeah, you see him on the 40s, and he's just zoom at 350. That's something. I'm sorry? We played. I He wasn't. We don't really know each other formally.
You know.
Yeah, I thought I did pretty. I was pretty well against USC. I thought that was one of my better games. So. What's the perception? I mean, it seems that there's little negativity from when previous questions brought it up. But I mean, I don't see the politics. I think he's a great guy, well-rounded, talented player. Does his work on and off the field, and he proves it, you know, every week. I mean, this is my first formal interview, and so. I haven't really, you know, talked about him all that much. Yeah. Just tougher. I mean, I was actually very, very easy guy to interview. I don't have any problems off the field. I just try to prove and emphasize that I'm a hard worker, come in every day and work. And from that, then we move on to film work, show football knowledge. Yeah, just trying to get a feel for each other. I have them and 21 other teams. So that trying to, you know, talk to as many teams as I can, both formal and informal interviews. So. When I first got there, he was. He was kind of – I like to see his sets and so forth. Kind of learned from him, Caleb Benenach and Malcolm Bunch while I was there, when I was a young guy. Then I tried – I'm sorry. And then I tried, you know, just try to – once I was established, I tried to become better every day. And kind of took matters in my own hands, trying to better myself. I think he was well suited in my development when I first got there. Yeah. With the Bills, yeah, I met with them yesterday. It was interesting because seeing actually Coach Fraley was my coach, was coached by actually a lot of guys knew Coach Fraley, so it was pretty interesting. That was neat. I would say I'm competitive, tough, and work well in space, athletic. That's what points I would try to sell. Yeah. Best asset. We showed a little bit of everything at this last year. Can't really pinpoint, you know, one side or another. If we can use all of it, and you know, and it helps us succeed, then I'm all for it. I would say, the season for me didn't start out too well. Getting used to left tackle. Then as games went on, I felt like I really progressed a lot more week in, week out. But I have to say, maybe USC, that was probably one of my better games. Good, great finishing, protecting the passer, down blocks. I thought I showed some good attributes for NFL tackle. I have. Just trying to get to know each other. It's tough standing in front of, you know, all these coaches, but I don't have any trouble background or anything, so I'm just trying to get a feel for each other. And
have you talked to Hank Fraley while you've been here? Have you seen him?
Yeah, I saw him in the informal interviews for the for Detroit, and that was fun. It's cool because there's actually a lot of. I saw Coach KP, Kenny Polamalu. I've seen a lot of people here. So Coach Yarbs. I think it's pretty neat. You see all these UCLA guys, and we also have six UCLA guys here at the combine. So there's a lot of familiar faces.
What did Coach Fraley sort of emphasize to you? What
I would say more like, you know, technique. Technique is a big thing at, you know, next level. You know, you can't make little mistakes, like a false step here, false step there. So really honing down in technique, maybe getting a little bit stronger. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's sort of like a miss. It seemed like there is a misconception about in terms of pad level. Would I be able to bend? And I mentioned that, you know, I'm one of like the top squatters, and at UCLA I get, you know, really low on my depth, you know, parallel to below parallel. I did pretty all right in bench today, 24 reps. Aiming was a little bit higher, but yeah, I'm pretty strong, powerful with my hips, and I squat a good amount of weight and really low, so I have the strength there, so yeah. Yeah, we just 20 minutes ago, yeah, I hit 24 reps for the bench press. At Exos, where I was training at in Arizona, we squatted 700 for one rep, and that was to parallel, so yeah. Roseville, California. Roseville High. Yeah. Yeah, before me, he was a dude. He bought our, helped pay for our weight room. Each time you walk in, you see Teddy Bruschi. All nice equipment in the weight room. And then you see him on TV. He was the big guy. He still is the big guy. Yeah.
Last question.
I've talked to him briefly, but not extensively. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.